Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Here's 936 ABC Hobart's breakfast presenter, Rick Goddard, with object number 10, sperm whale candles.
The whaling industry was a source of enormous, rapid wealth in early Van Diemen's Land, a bit like the mining boom has been for Australia just now. Oil was harvested from whale blubber by boiling the fat in tripods, with the oil being siphoned off into casks for sale. As much as 3 tons of oil could be taken from one whale, and it was the primary source of interior lighting in colonial Tasmania, being used in lamps and candles. These candles, produced in the 18th and 19th centuries, are made from sperma setae, the oil collected from the head cavity of a sperm whale. Sperm oil was highly valued because of its clear, white colour and the fact that it produced a high-quality candle which burned brightly and with little odour. Candles like these would have been far more expensive than the cheaper tallow candles, which produced a poorer light, sputtered, guttered, and smelt. They were also more resistant to heat, meaning the candles themselves were not likely to bend or warp in warmer weather. J.C. and J. Fields were candle and soap makers of 15 Uppermarsh, Lambeth, London. Founded in 1642, the company had a long tradition as candle makers and wax chandlers, being listed as wax chandlers to the Prince Regent in 1820. The company diversified into soap production in the mid-1840s, a shrewd business move as the market for candles declined.
Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Presented by the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery and ABC Local Radio.